passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Get the new year off to a good start with Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Inside the pages of the January issue are stories to satisfy a variety of interests. And to tell us about it, managing editor Charles Lohrman.
One of my favorite articles in this issue is the one the do-it-yourselfers will like, and it's written by Pete Barthelme. It's about outfitting an old boat with a new motor. It's really funny and well-written, and it actually offers some practical advice that will be useful for those who want to save a little money and still have fun on the water. Of course, the colder months offer the best fishing along the coast. Early in the year, you can expect a lot of the larger bass to get caught in freshwater. I think most of the shearlunkers are caught during January, February, March. So it's a good time to think about a new boat. And we have one of our most popular fishing writers, Larry Bosca, who offers some suggestions on how to navigate that choice. We also write about the offshore game wardens. These are the brave souls that have to patrol up to 200 miles into the Gulf of Mexico. And they deal with everything from sharks to thunderstorms to drug runners.
The January 2006 issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. Want a free year subscription? Just buy a state park pass. Find out more on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.